It all comes down to intent. Even with things like spirit photography, for example, if we could go back to that for a second. I used to believe that with spirit photography, it was basically paranormal investigators or ghost hunters just randomly clicking pictures.
Clicking away, yeah.
And I think for some people, that is how it is. But then I met a man named Jim DeCaro in Connecticut, who I've known for a number of years now. And I realized for him, it's not random clicking whatsoever. It's an actual spiritual. It's a psychic experience. When he goes out with his camera, his intent is to create some kind of link and get some kind of visual connection with the other side. And I think Jim is part of a new breed, albeit a very small one, who are doing this as a spiritual endeavor and not just random clicking and saying, "Ooh, look, a little ball of light in the corner." And Jim actually took the cover photo for Communicating with the Dead and just really has some pretty impressive pictures in his collection.
See, some of these pictures, if they're not doctored, and
right.
Sometimes you have to assume they're not based on who took them, are absolutely staggering.
Absolutely, they are. They are staggering. And, seeing is believing, as they say, but it is something. And the ones that you can't dismiss, the ones that you say, okay, it's not just a light reflection, it's not someone smoking a cigarette, you're right. And the proof, again, I tell people, go out and try for yourself. Go out and have this experience. Take your camera and have the intent of trying to make a connection. Take your audio recorder or have a seance, get in touch with your local medium and see what happens. See what have your mind open, but not so open that you believe anything.
I've seen a couple pieces of video in the past year and a half or so. One was a tow truck towing in a car that had been smashed up in a fatal car accident,
right.
Towing it into the yard, and it's captured on black and white video at night. And then after the truck drops the smashed vehicle and drives away, you can actually see on video something that looks like a spirit or a ghost walking around the car. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Then there's another one where I guess it's taken in England, in London. We had it up on the website not too long ago, where it's in this old type of home, and a guy comes out, and you could tell it's a ghostly figure, but he looks like Henry VIII.
Huh.
I mean, just weird stuff.
Oh, video is even more interesting to me because, when you have a still shot, you don't know what happened at that particular moment unless you took the picture. And can verify that you controlled the environment. But with video, you really can pick it apart more easily. And one of the most compelling videos I've seen actually has never been released to the public. I don't know if it ever will be, but it was taken by Ed Warren of Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
I grew up in the town next to them, so I've known them again since I was 10 years old, which I'm sure had some influence.
His health is failing now, I think.
Yeah, he hasn't been doing so well for, I believe it's the last 3 or 4 years. Since the stroke he suffered, but he's hanging in there. Lorraine is doing well. She's carrying on and still very active in this work. So, but I was at their house talking to them about some of their work, and he showed me a video he took of the White Lady of Easton, which is a very very big local Connecticut legend. There's a wonderful old cemetery called Union Cemetery in Easton that has a legend of a white lady. There's white ladies all over the world, but Easton has its own that's seen not just in the cemetery, but up and down the road next to it. And Ed just parked his van right outside the gates, which is legally where you can stay. You're not allowed to enter the cemetery after dark, but he stayed on the other side, and he just set up his camera. And at one point, you can see this white mist kind of form up into what looks like a female figure. Now, you can't see any details beyond that, but it's clearly feminine. And it's moving very deliberately around the headstones, not just in a sweeping pattern where it could have been a car headlight, making a turn or anything.
Yeah, or smoke or anything like that.
It was way too deliberate, and we're talking about 6 or 7 seconds of video.
It had form to it, didn't it?
That blew me away. And then as it got closer to the camera, this black-like thing just kept jumping up from below, and it just pulled itself down into the ground and disappeared. And when that was over, I looked at that and I said, now I've known the Warrens and I know the kind of equipment they're using. Unless he hired Steven Spielberg somewhere along the way and I didn't know it, I have no explanation whatsoever for what I saw. And very compelling. And you know, they still have, they've never released it, unfortunately. I hope maybe Lorraine will someday, but because people need to see that.